You have permission to be honest and say, look, let's just cancel. I don't want to record this with you. You don't have to sit there with somebody who's pressuring you or wants to just be a salesperson and collect all of the names and give away their lead magnet on your podcast. You don't owe anything to them.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your podcast coach, Adam Adams. And what I want to talk about is that it's okay for you. It's fine for you. You have permission to just cancel an episode. And it just happened to me. It was fun and interesting and terrible at the same time. But I had this guy, he came on to the podcast. We start recording. I didn't really pre-vet him. So that might be your first thing is, hey, maybe I'll just pre-vet them. What I usually do is I start a pre-interview in the first 5 to 10 minutes of a podcast recording. So I set it up that I'll be with somebody for about, let's just call it an hour. And the first 5-10 minutes is a pre-interview because I want to get to know someone. I want to get to know what is the value that you want to give to a new podcaster? What's the thing that you want to leave? And I start to understand that. So this gentleman, he comes on to the podcast and I look up the link that he gave me. And the link is pretty clear. It says, give me the Apple Podcast link, because I can learn a lot more about you and your show by getting the Apple Podcast link. I can see your ratings and views and all this kind of stuff. He didn't listen to that, and that was okay. I wasn't really mad yet, but he put in his website link that had some podcasts on there. And all of these podcasts were just confusing because he said that it's a video podcast first. He cared more about the video than he cared about the other stuff. And every single thing that you have on there needs cookies. So he's going to track me, right? So I can see that he's a marketer first. He cares about making money first. So I'm getting a little bit of concern. And I pull up my phone, and I'm not going to name names or podcasts, just letting you know that people like this are out there. I pull up my phone and I grab one of his multiple podcasts. We won't say how many, but it's more than one. So I get to one of those podcasts and I get so confused because all of these episodes are like 30 seconds long, 36 seconds long, 59 seconds long. And I'm asking him, hey, so is this right? You just have like 30 second episodes. I'm already recording this episode and I'm past 2 minutes. And so I'm thinking, like, how do you give any value in 30 seconds? I'm just thinking, how do you give? And he goes, no, it shouldn't be like that. And so I pull up multiple different ones of his podcast. I pull up the video. I pull up the website. I have to accept cookies. And as I'm trying to learn him and get to know him and get to know what value can he give you, what value does he want to give you, his attitude was, we just got to go. Stop asking me these questions. Stop looking at my podcast. He didn't say this, obviously, but he's like, I just want the exposure. You know, I just want to make money. I just want to rip people off is the feeling that I'm getting. I don't care or give a shit about adding value to your listener. I care about me making money. I care about me getting exposure on other people's podcast. So I'm talking to him and being like, no, like I need to figure out what's going on. And he's like, those episodes shouldn't even be on there. I need to talk to my guy. Now let's just get into it. And I go, you know what? Let's just cancel. Goodbye. And I hung up on him and canceled the thing. I'm super pissed, of course. So I'm like, I'm fired up and I'm ready to share this with you. And I'm thinking, I hope you understand that it's the right move for you to be empowered to know that you don't owe anybody an interview. It doesn't matter if they are your friend. It doesn't matter if you've already booked it. If someone's being a dick to you, if somebody obviously only wants exposure, if somebody cares nothing about your listener, or even if they just care less about your listener than you want them to, you have permission to jump off. You have permission to be a jerk. You have permission to be honest and say, look, let's just cancel. I don't want to record this with you. You don't have to sit there with somebody who's pressuring you or wants to just be a salesperson and collect all of the names and give away their lead magnet on your podcast. You don't owe anything to them. If they can't add value to your listener, and if their first thought isn't, how can I add value? If their first thought is instead, how can I get exposure? How can I make money? They're probably not the right fit. So I wanted to give you permission to do that. Thank you for listening to me as I rant. And the next episode is going to be a great episode. I can't wait for you to hear it. Don't go anywhere. This was so short. I'll see you in a second.
Oh, hey, because three of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all three of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.